Cowboys take it on the chin in Chicago, 31-14 to the Bears. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that game is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning. I'm a little down this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
A little down. I'm pretty pissed at you guys.
Why?
Did y'all talk to my second least favorite son, Steven, on Thursday on your program?
We did.
We may have.
Y'all let that laughing village idiot on the air?
That's your son.
My God, his mama's going to kill me. You know, she tries to protect him from ridicule by keeping him from any other human being from hearing him ever. So she don't want him on the air, especially not media platforms. Did he come across like an idiot?
Well, no. We talk to you every week, too.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's same family. You guys, you know, feel the
you
same.
You watch yourself, Jub Dunham. That kind of talk's not going to get you reinstalled as stadium voice.
Well.
And I was thinking about doing it.
No, you weren't either.
By the way, I think Mac Eberflus let Steven coach the defense this week.
Kind of looked like it.
It did.
Well, what did you think of that performance yesterday? What did you think of Caleb Williams and what he did to your defense?
My God, I bet you he cost a lot less than our two interception man, Dax Prescott.
Hey, right now he does, yes.
Yeah, that Calix, he threw a career high, what, four touchdown passes yesterday?
Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah.
God, that just really makes that just proves our defense sucks harder than an industrial strength breast pump. By the way, you know where I can buy one of them things?
No.
I want to give that thing a try.
No, I don't.
Just kind of put it down there on the member, just see what it looks like, get that whole steam feeling going.
We're on the air right now.
Okay, well, good morning. Let's start the interview then.
Okay, well, we've already started it, but yeah, speaking of your defense, what was your impression of that effort?
Well, I don't really do impressions, but I could try. Wait, can you do impressions of brain-damaged adults these days? I don't want to get canceled. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want all our remaining games canceled. If anything's going to get canceled, that's what I want. In fact, I tried to cancel this game. I hired a crew to cut two fiber optic cables near the airport to prevent us from flying out to Chicago.
Oh, okay. Man.
You're doing that?
I did that. That's right. Didn't work.
Well, the defense looked ugly.
It did. Uglier than a thrift store clown painting, for sure. Which, don't tell Gene they sell clown paints at thrift stores, because she'll buy one for like $100 million and hang it in the East End Zone. Her taste in art is horrible. I don't know if you've noticed that, but
it looks okay.
I've spent over $1 billion on junk you could find at a rummage sale. But, you know, I like Matt Elbow Fuse, and I'm happy that Matt finally got his wish.
What was that?
They were all finally cheering for him at Soldier Field.
True.
Yeah, they loved him yesterday.
They loved him. They loved what he was doing.
All right. Hey, do you have an update on CeeDee Lamb? That didn't look good.
Yes, I do. As of this morning, CD still has the ugliest hair I've ever seen on a human. That's your update.
What about his ankle,
you
though?
Notice that? It looks like someone hung half-eaten Chinese food on an old Christmas tree or something. It's like got ornaments and little pieces of stuff in it.
Well, that's just his style.
I think he lost a bet or something with his buddies. But the only football man with uglier hair than CD is me when my toupee lifts up in a windstorm. That's a funny look. Looks like a teapot going off.
No, I was talking about CD's ankle.
Well, his ankles look pretty normal as far as I can remember, but at least they did until that fella from the Bears rolled up on him. I don't know if that may be what you're asking
about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, no, it doesn't look good. I mean, he's, you know, they sent me texted me a picture this morning. Did you know that you can get like pictures on your phone now?
Yes.
That's the craziest thing I ever saw. But they sent me a picture, and his ankles, they were swollen up, looked like Hillary Clinton's cankles.
Okay.
Big old tree trunk there on one side. But But yeah, we had to take him out of the game, and but we're going to do it. We're going to do cryogenics on his ankle. We're going to put him in all sorts of healing chambers and bariatric chambers. We got to get it ready for next week. We got a game next week, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, you do. Micah. A big one.
We'll get him ready for that one. Yeah.
What'd you think about that flea flicker play yesterday that went for a 65-yard touchdown?
I thought that was slower to develop than Jerry Jr.'s potty training skills. and that lasted, by the way, Jerry Jr.'s potty training skills. So let's see, let me do the math. 56 years it took him to finally stop wearing a diaper.
It's a long time.
But yeah, that was amazing play. I thought we had a chance to bust up that flea flicker. I thought we were going to get us a turnover on that. I thought we were going to cream that quarterback, get a fumble and everything, and next thing I know, they got 6 points, and I was depressed, broke open the third bottle of Johnny Walker Blue on that one.
Oh, no.
You know, and the defense was bad, but the offense, they only scored 14. Dak threw 2 interceptions. One wasn't his fault, but what'd you think of that one in the end zone?
Oh, my gosh, that was bad. I tell you, I would have been more depressed about it had I not been so drunk. But, at that point, I could barely stand up without hanging on to Steven. You know, his big head is like the biggest thing near me that's sturdy. So I always have to grab on to him. And at one point, I fell and slipped and grabbed him around the belt line and pulled his pants straight down.
Oh, what a scene that must have been.
I know it. And you wouldn't believe what we saw when I pulled them pants down.
What?
He was wearing panties that said Veruca on them.
Oh, so no, my gosh.
I don't want to know where he got them from.
That's we don't need to know that.
I just don't want to know.
Well, this defense is a mess. What do you think about them making these mediocre-type quarterbacks look so good?
Yeah, our defense is like I think it's a money-making opportunity for me, because if they're the cure for helping quarterbacks regain their confidence – then we're just going to start renting them out as like a fantasy camp for struggling quarterbacks and offenses. So we'll get you. If you have an offense that's struggling or a quarterback that's lost his nerve, hire the Cowboys defense. We'll come out there for a weekend and make your quarterback feel like an Adonis.
Always looking to make some money.
Adonis. That's right. We'll get it sponsored, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking PepsiCo or American Express.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
Well, get ready for Micah.
We're going to do it, George. We're going to do it. We're going to get Mike and everything, and it's going to be good to see Micah give a dominant performance and one I don't have to pay for. Good morning to you.
See ya. There goes Jareth after a bitter disappointment yesterday in Chicago.